Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're moving all along in the third parak of Maseches Makos. We're up to parak Gimel Mishnah Ches. The person had become tummy to dead bodies all day, and he's a Kohen. He's only going to be chayv once. Amar lo, al titame, v'yimitame, chayv al kol achas v'achas. But if they keep warning him not to become tummy, and he keeps doing it, saying he's going to be chayv for each and every time that he did it. We're talking about a nazir over here. Ha'yimigaleach kol yom, if he shaved each all day long, in chayv al achas, he's only chayv once, but Ramlo Altigalech, Vumagalech, Chayv al Kalach Zvachas. But if they keep warning him not to do it and he keeps violating the warning, he's chayv for each time he violates the warning. Hayu Lovish Beklaim Kalyam, person's wearing shatness all day. Ainu Chayv alachas, he's only be chayv once. Omerlo Altilbash, Altilbash, Vuposh Vilovish, Chayv al Kalach Zvachas. But if they keep warning him, stop wearing shatness, and he keeps taking it off and putting it back on, so then he's going to be chayv each and every time. And the Bartunur points out, it doesn't mean that he takes it off entirely, but as soon as he takes his head out and he puts his head back in, that's enough to be called poshet. That and the Gemara says, the Bartanur quotes, Sheshoha bein hasra l'asra kidei livshot v'lilvot shavi kiposhet v'chozer v'lovesh v'chayev al klasra v'asra. He doesn't actually need to physically take it off at all. It could just be that the amount of time passes that he could have taken it off in between, he's going to be chayev separately for each and every time. Mishnah test, yesh chorish tal mechel v'chayev alav mishom shimon alav. And sometimes a person could plow one row in a field, then he's going to be chayv eight separate lavin for doing so. Choresh b'shar v'chamar, if a person is choresh ashar v'chamar together, using to pull the plow, vein muktashim, and they happen to be hegdish, so it's klayim, and it's a violation of hegdish, b'klayim b'kerem, and the vineyard, and it's kilei kerem that he's plowing, so it's that type of klayim, uber shviz and shmiti, where you're not allowed to plow a field, v'yomtov, and it's yomtov, where you're not allowed to do any malacha, v'kohen, v'nazir b'sar tuma, and it happens to be a tummy field, and he's both a Kohen and a Nazir, so that's an additional few Isurim. Chanani ben Chachinoy Omer, Afalovish Beklaim, Afalovish Klaim. And if he's wearing shotness at the same time, will be another Isur. Amrlo, Eino Hashem. That's not part of the plow, meaning that he's not chayv for the plowing. That's just because that's incidental, right? Meaning he could be cursing God at the same time as well, and he could be whatever. Meaning you could add a lot of Isurim that he's incidentally doing. We're trying to show Isurim that he's doing by this act of plowing. Amalem af lo hanazir hu hashem. He says, well, nazir is also incidental. And yet that got counted, and that has nothing to do with the plowing. That's just by being in that location. So apparently you're allowed to count that on the list of the many, many averos that the guy is doing. So to review what we learned today, Mishnah Ches, we said that if a person violates an Isra all day long, he's still only going to be chayiv once unless he gets separate hasra'as for each violation. And then in Mishnah Test we said that a person could win the Avera contest. He could do one act of plowing and violate eight losases, plowing with two animals that are klayim, getting hanah from holy animals, plowing kilei akerem, plowing during Shemitah, plowing a malacha, which is a malacha in Yom Tov, and he's and being metami himself as a Kohen, being metami himself as a Nazir, and Chanan Mechachanai says if he happens to be wearing shotness, that also counts. So there's a question whether that counts, or we say that's Eino Min Hashem. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud.